We think it's pretty safe to say that never has a Dutch election been watched so closely around the world. And today, after Prime Minister Mark Rutte's defeat of Geert Wilders, who some have called the Dutch Donald Trump, there's a feeling that the Dutch may have plugged a hole in the dike, so to speak, perhaps holding back the wave of nationalist, anti-immigrant, anti-European Union feeling on the continent. Or maybe not. NPR international correspondent Frank Langfitt has been in the Netherlands all week. Frank, the results. There's far-right parties, center-right, the left won some seats as well. Oi!
Exactly, Rob. There are 28 parties, so we would be here all day if I tried to name them and explain them. But the key parties in this one were the VVD of Mark Rutte, which is center-right, and then Geert Wilders' party, the Party for Freedom, which is very hard-right. And Rutte won. He got 33 seats out of 150 in the lower house of parliament. Wilders got 20. That was an increase of 5, but nowhere near what people were expecting even a few weeks ago. If you remember, over the last couple of years, he was actually leading in the polls here, which is one of the things that drew so much international attention. Also, you had the Brexit vote in England, as well as obviously Trump's election in the States. And so people were really looking at this very closely to see, you know, how far could right-wing, and in the case of Geert Wilders, really strong right-wing rhetoric, how far could it go?
Well, and let's remind people, he called for banning the Quran because he compared it to Hitler's Mein Kampf. He called for closing mosques and Islamic cultural centers. Of course, he wanted the end of the European Union. That's how far he went. What happened, though, because he was ahead in the polls? What do you think happened here?
I think he went too far. I think it was almost, I got to tell you, as an outsider, it was almost like watching a political science experiment. It seemed like Wilders was almost daring people not to vote for him. Like, how far could he go and still actually do reasonably well in parliament? And I think that in the final couple of weeks, a lot of people make up their minds at the end in Dutch politics because there's so many parties, and people broke against him. He didn't really ratchet down his rhetoric, and I think he could have picked up more votes and probably more seats if he'd done so. The other thing is just at the last moment, you remember there was this blow up over Turkey, which was fascinating. No one really seemed to see it coming. The Turkish president wanted to send some of his officials here to actually rally Turkish citizens, dual nationals here in the Netherlands, to vote on a referendum for more powers for him back in Turkey. The Netherlands government said no. They sent officials anyway. The Netherlands government pretty much kicked them out. And that was a chance for Mark Rutte to look really strong on an issue of sovereignty involving a Muslim nation.
Well, and so you have some reaction from people there in the Netherlands to the election.
Yeah, I think there was kind of a collective sigh of relief, certainly for the many people who didn't vote for Wilders. And this morning I was in The Hague and I was talking to a woman named Suzanne Thomason. She's an industrial engineering student, and we had a pretty telling exchange.
Everybody in the Netherlands was really afraid that he would flourish this election, and I'm really glad that he didn't.
What do you think it tells us that he didn't do that well?
That the Netherlands isn't that broken, and that there's hope for us. the same didn't happen as for America with Trump.
How would you have felt if he'd won?
I'd feel ashamed, I guess. Ashamed for the people in the Netherlands.
So Frank Langfitt, she mentioned Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump, who had obviously such a sweep, do you think he actually might have had a negative effect? Do you think people in the Netherlands were looking over here at America and the contention here and saying they didn't want that?
It's a great question, and I hunted for that answer, honestly, and I never really found it. A lot of political scientists suggested it. I think certainly Wilders' opponents wanted people to believe that's what was happening. But I'm not sure that it really did. I never found anybody who really said that. I'm not sure. You know, this was also very much a domestic election, as all elections are, about the economy, about, you know, in a sense, of a national identity as well, which was a big issue that Wilders pressed on.
Well, you were also in the UK when they had the Brexit vote and voted to leave. And now you've been in Amsterdam. Did that have an impact on people, the Dutch people? Did they look over at what happened in Britain and say, we don't want that either? And by the way, look ahead. You've got some elections down the road in France and Germany.
Well, the majority of people in the Netherlands don't want to leave the EU, so they wouldn't have agreed with what the 52% of the folks over in the United Kingdom did. And that's, you know, the Brexit process is going to be a pretty messy process. And certainly economists are still sticking to their guns in the UK, saying in the long run, it's going to make Britain poorer. So, no, I don't think they wanted something like that at all. That was another reason not to vote for Geert Wilders.
And looking ahead, you've got elections down the road, France, Germany. The right-wing candidate in France had hoped that a win in Netherlands could propel her. What happens now?
Well, she's not going to have the narrative she wanted. And I think this is also, in France, a much more important election because France is a founding member, not only a founding member, but really a key member of the EU. And Marine Le Pen, the head of the National Front, wants to take France out of the EU. So how she does is going to be very important to the future of Europe.
NPR's international correspondent Frank Lanfit there in the airport in Amsterdam after last night's election. Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Robin.